Give the grand dab and sech this bum and see the upside of here beginning with Africa. It says, not the beginning of the Gemara, the Efshel Mitzrach Vasuye. The Gemara explains that you can't learn out the Chiyah B'Shayel B'Gnev Vedim Shur Mesa, because Gnev Vedim, so then the owner could put in the effort to bring it back. So he says, when time you can say, okay, but V'Nelis Meshvuya, we'll want to learn out from a Shayel is Chayev by Shvuya, even though the owner could also put in the effort in redeeming it. So if that's the case, you should learn out the Chiyah of Gnev Aveda from the Chiyah by Shvuya. As I said, no, the Shvuya Efshel Kulei Hayel Mitzrach Vasuya. It's not as feasible when it's taken captive as much as when it is by Gnev Aveda, and therefore you would not be able to learn out from Shvuya. Next test not to begin the Gemara Shel Shachay B'Shvura U'Mesa. So the Gemara was darshening that Shel Shachay B'Gnev Aveda B'Kapachem B'Shem B'Sachar. Metzis Taisis, Pradashim Makainis, Babakaman of Nanzaina Bez in the Maskaloi, Ubamavkid, previous of Mamavan Bez in the Maskalakarno, which Tais asked over there, what's the Sakadei for the Gemara to ask a Kabachimer from Shemesacha, that's Chamer from Shail, which Kfil Beshvu is better than Ken Blishvu, to the contrary. If Shemesacha is Chamer, the Torah should have exempted it from Ginim Aveda on the condition to be Chayav Kaval by Tainted Gan. That there's an instance over there that, no, it's obvious that Karna B'Leshvua is better than Kfil B'Shvua. However, the Gemara thought that since at the end of the day, we do find that it's out of Chumrah, by Shem Esachah, because it pays Kfil, but turns list Mizun, you shouldn't learn Ashur from it. Now the Gemara answers that, no, that's not even considered out of Chumrah, because it's coming from a Kula, that Shem Esachah is part of it. Next says, at the beginning of the Gemara, well, that makes sense according to one who holds up Dai. She says, Tamer, that's the one that can pray Kitzur Egon, but become the Chafem and Aleph. That muchach is obvious to hechad lemifrach kavochem, where it wouldn't refute the kavochem. The koyam according to everyone, I mean, die. Of course, we'd say die. Muchach lemifrach, I heard it's not refuting it. So who's the one that doesn't hold of die? Veshavet, as we can say, is Veshavet the Hossam sulkadaitich meikara. You're right. It's because there was a havamin in the Gemara. There was a, the Gemara thought to say the pligi afil hechad lemifrach, even where it's not refuted. So that's why Kamar, Hinicha, Bechulu, etc., going on what the Gemara's have been read. There is no such mandama. We find similarly on the first part of Tezvah and Beis, and Makabal later on the Kofi Yodim and Beis, the Kamar, the Gemara says, Nichol, mandama. This makes it according to the one that says, if the Gears is the Matzi or the Loin Matzi, Lekeach, Mesalik, Leil, Balchayv, that if the buyer could remove the creditor, mandama, the Loin Matzi, Mesalik, Leil, Michael, what are you going to say? Which says behind the Rambam Bachama, the Sabbath that he holds Meikara, it's specifically held originally B'reish Mishalei and Nosi Ksumet of Tzaliyavam Beis. Let me to say Leimotzim Misalikle that he can't remove it, but like Koyach, it's not really the Gemara's conclusion. So the Halachic comment still the Gemara says El Mandama B'Kulu. Yet we'll quote as a question, what would that position hold according to what the Havamina of the Gemara was? Next is not the beginning of the Gemara above Meisav in Rishon. The above adds on to the connected, so we learn that one from the previous one, which for hashd leitzarach so kavuchem. Now we don't need the kavuchem in all the chayv shol beginning of veda mishem esacha, because you don't need the kavuchem. It's simply the vav that connects them that you can learn out shoyel from shem esacha to be chayv beginning of veda. Next test matz to begin the gemara edma. We learn pshia bebayil. It's a machleik is regarding if you're potter. So pas segre ben chanal rules the potter that you're exempt mitam because. Chalecha the pligir v'achar ravina, which we have this month, like is over here. Halacha the remake, halacha like the more lenient opinion, which would be that you're potter by pshivam. Now avagav davachur malig ben mafkid, even though that turns out to be a stringency regarding the owner, mukamokam chashav kulo lifter hamuchzik. It's still considered a lenient to exempt the one that's in possession, because I mean, like the Gemara tells us, get in other places something mamain lakula. When you have a doubt regarding monetary law, you go leniently. And he's muchzik, so you're trying to collect from someone, we're going to go lean on him, and Mohammed, the one who's trying to collect from him. Says, seemingly, you should bring proof to Rabbeinu Chananel, that that's how he rule, because the Beperk Oyveretim, Chulun Dav, Kofiat Chesam, Beis, Pligi, Rav, Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan holds, which our Gemara made dependent, if Pshibbal was Potter or not, on if we darshan Mikra Nidrish Lofanav, or even Lofnev Fanav, which would be on the Shemachinim to say that even the Pshim Baalim is Potter, and Rechel is the Mikra Nidrish Lefanav, V'Livnei Fanav, which is like the one that holds Pshim Baalim is Potter. And V'Kam like Rabbi Yechanan, we know, as the Gemara tells us, V'Beid Abdalab, that we would like Rabbi Yechanan over Rav, and that's the Tzitzah Mi'ah, however, L'Mai Demuki Hasam, but according to what the Gemara explains about the Pligi B'Svara, that they're actually disagreeing on logic, Ain Rai, it's not a proof because it's not really dependent on the Mikanij Lafanavoi. Moreover, the Efshalamanda Mikanij Lafanava. It's also possible that when we say the one who holds the Yudarshan passing before or not to what's before, Lightning can become welcome. It's not like we say that in everywhere, in this place. So it could be Rechon held over there, Lifnei Fana, but not over here. So it wouldn't be necessarily that he would hold that Pshim Ba'am as Patr. Now, Mashik Shabu'um, this is the Gemara had asked, and that's Pei Alf and Merav, Chin Lekam Be'perik, it's later on the Perik, that's Adidani Merav, El Lamanda, Pshim Ba'am Chayim, but according to one who holds, that you're liable for Pshim Ba'am, Amai Ichsef, why was he embarrassed? Which, it sounds like from the Gemara's question that we hold, Pshim Ba'am is Chayim, so it says, let me show you again, not because that's the halacha. It's just that you shouldn't ask on that opinion, from the earlier Rishayim who were obvious knowledge there, but not that we're asking because that's what the halacha would be, because according to Rabbi Nachman, it's not the halacha.